Okay, welcome back, champions, to Chat with a Hat. It's been a little while. There's been a few rounds of racing going on since we've had our last little chat. So I'm Dave, your host, and this is my other host, Rowan, a little millennial mate. I got that one right that time. Editing. How you going,
How's it
Rowan?
going, guys? Good to be, good, mate. Good to be back again. Get it kicking. As you said, a couple of rounds of racing done. We've had the first round of the Speed Series, first round of the GTs, or not the first round of the GTs, but the 12-hour and the Bathurst 500. So, and a little bit of NASCAR and Formula One to throw in there as well. So we've got a bit to talk about this this episode, that's for sure.
Yeah, there's been a bit of excitement in all of that stuff. Some unexpected results along the way, and some expected results along the way, and and a healthy dose of sprinkling some controversy over the entire lot of it all. So we're not going to go on for too long. We're going to put a little timer on these things. We're going to go short and sharp. This is a plan. So once again, we'll just kick off with a big thank you to Game Life with Jason Sweeney for all of your streaming and online accessories and needs, gamelife.com.au. Little Aussie battler out there. He's pretty much hoping that they're going to get this Cessnock winery race going, because that's pretty much his backyard. So wait and see if supercars manage to pull that off.
Well, how big's his backyard? Can they just build the track out there? Because there's not much else they can build it out
there. Nah, his actual backyard's not that big, but out the back there's a whole bunch of wineries. So I saw supercars are out there trying to find a way to put a circuit around a bunch of goat tracks and village lanes. So God knows where they're going to put a
we'll
circuit
see how
out
that goes.
there.
Well, I mean, look, NASCAR do one race on dirt each year. Why can't supercars do it? So,
well, it's fine if you don't want fans. I don't know where they're going to have viewing areas, mate. I went for a drive out there at New Year's Eve. I went up to meet some friends up there and party. And we went for a drive out towards Cessnock and through Cessnock and the surrounds. And I couldn't work out where they're going to put a circuit for the infrastructure that needs it. But anyway, smarter heads than mine might work that out. And we might end up with another New South Wales opening round that won't be Bathurst, because legitimately, I never thought it was possible, but I can get Bathurst overload. And the 500 was unimpressive.
Yeah, look, I, you know, once again, it's Bathurst. Love Bathurst, the greatest racetrack in the world, but you know, I think it should be reserved for the 1000 when it comes to supercars. The 12 hours definitely got its place, but in terms of supercars racing, leave it to the 1000. Make it special. And don't keep racing there, because yeah, the 500, the opening round, I got to say, a little bit boring. It wasn't, you know, I was happy the supercars were back again, but at the end of the day, for Bathurst and the racetrack that it wasn't as exciting as it should have been.
Well, I reckon that's because there was a whole bunch of distraction going on. To be perfectly honest, we went off, sent the cars to the States, North Carolina. We've done the wind shear testing on the rolling road. We've got the aero sorted out, or that dirty P word that you hate so much. And we're all should be excited about the fact that we've got these cars ready to go. Round one, racing's back. We're all hooked up, all excited. And then we have this whole absolute cluster from Erebus with Brody. The entire disaster the whole distraction the whole way through. Once that got released that Brody wasn't racing for Erebus this year, at the moment for round one, but let's be realistic. He's not racing for Erebus for the rest of this year. He's done. He's
now,
out. He wants out.
Now round two as well.
Yeah, Brody's round two has been announced that he won't be
back,
there,
so,
which
we
already kind of knew that was going to be a thing. So
another half-assed bullshit statement.
Look, I've said my piece about the way that they're PRing it, and honestly, it is an absolute PR disaster.
It's a nightmare.
The ultimate exercise in gaslighting, to be perfectly honest.
100%. That interview, I watched that interview, and I watched it in its entirety, and I sat there just cringing the entire time, going, this is like, there's going to be psychologists, like, I swear there's going to be psychologists, university, you know, classes, that lectures and things like that, that put that up as a
And exercise and gaslighting, if
an
you want to.
exercising gaslighting 101. Yeah, it was just shocking,
100%.
absolutely shocking.
I mean, it's people are dancing around it and they're trying to like not say too much all about it and all of that stuff. And I understand the majority of fans out there might not know a lot because they don't get involved intimately. They don't know people who know exactly what's happening and have access to that information. So they have their opinion, and their opinion is one, as we've seen over the last few weeks, is one of we love Betty, we love the Betty story, we love the Erebus story, we love the underdog, we love all that beautiful Aussie fighting spirit that the team was based on, and the success that that team generated through that attitude. Last year, like I was saying, the success is papering over the cracks. Nobody was actually looking hard enough when Will and Brody were fighting for the lead of the championship, and the issues that are happening within the team on a personal level are still there. They are not going away. Just because they're driving fast and they're succeeding and they're leading races and winning races and leading championship doesn't mean that everything's good.
No, and I mean, there's, as you said, there's a lot of fans out there that are still saying all these things and everything like that. But there was one thing that I think people really need to look at and to see exactly why a lot of people aren't happy with what's going on. And that was that there was two drivers last year that won them the team's championship. There was only one of those drivers that was welcomed onto the podium to accept that team driver's
Correct.
championship. Now, that should say enough as it is that they did not give a shit enough about Will Brown to say, thanks, mate, for everything you've done this year to bring us this team's championship home. Come up and accept this trophy with us before you leave.
It was actually worse than
Like,
that. As Will was
yeah.
there walking up there towards the podium to collect the trophy, he was told, "You're not welcome."
Yeah. And
He was
that's.
told, "Fuck off. You're not welcome."
And as far as I'm concerned, that shows enough as what the culture is like in that team for them to turn around and treat someone that's helped them get that championship. He was a big part of it. Without him, probably wouldn't have got it, to be honest with you. If they had had another driver racing for them, I highly doubt that they would have been in the same position they were. So,
100%. Well, we look at Red
yeah.
Bull lost their first round points for the first race in Newcastle, put them 150 points down.
Yeah.
And then they were coming through. They were right on a hammer for the team's championship. Like, it's no doubt about that. Actually, I've got to stop saying our because it's not really. I've jumped off the bandwagon 100%.
Yeah,
So
I'm definitely gone. I can say that right
100%,
now. I
100%
don't really
done.
want to support a team that treats their drivers and treats people the way they do. So,
Well, it's the way they also treat their fans and their members, mate.
yeah, well,
So
that too.
I've kept my mouth shut for the last couple of years. The way that, I've been treated personally by the
Yeah.
team, and I had a role to play, and I was happy to play that role. But I've got no. They've used all of my goodwill up. They've got no
Yeah.
credit left. They've got no credit left with me now. So they've got no credibility as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
And I'm out. I am 100% out. Does that mean that I wipe their historical achievements? Absolutely not. It was a different
No, no.
time and it was a different attitude and it was a different place. But the current version of Erebus at the moment does not engender any kind of affection from me. I have nothing but a desire just to ignore and have absolutely nothing to do with them whatsoever moving forward. So I'm just going to make that statement out there. There you go, rant over. So I am now teamless, to be perfectly frank. So
Yeah,
I got asked.
well, I
Go
was
on.
thinking, about that because, same thing. I'm not going to support them anymore. I'm definitely done. And I was thinking, do I go for another team or do I do anything like that? And the more I think about it, I go, look, I've got a lot of drivers and stuff like that that I like, but I don't know if I have one particular driver at the moment that I'm, really, really go, yep, yeah, they're the one. If it was anyone, probably be Willie Brown, because I just love him. I think he's a ton like Lounsey, and Lounsey was the dude that I supported right from, a young whippersnapper right up to the time he retired. So if it was going to be anyone, it'd be Brownie. But I don't know. I think I'm just going to try and be a generic fan of the sport, to be honest with you, and just
That's where you'll
enjoy it
see me
for
landing
what
too.
it
That's
is. Yeah,
exactly my.
so.
That's see, removing myself from being a member and a highly paid. Like I was a platinum member for years. I paid my
Yeah.
$1,000 a year, and I was treated quite well and respected as being a platinum member. With this particular team, but now that I'm out of that environment. Now I can just relax and enjoy the sport for what is left of it. We'll get to that. As a generic fan, it's all teams, it's all drivers. I don't care if it's a blue or a yellow. I can now go and rebuild and rekindle the relationships I've had with drivers that have left our team and moved on to other teams. It's going to be a lot easier not to be
Yeah.
affiliated to one particular team because of the
Well,
perception from other fans and teams that, oh, you're that guy, you're that guy. Now I'm not that guy. I'm a no guy. I'm a no guy. I'm just a car racing guy now.
that's it. Motorsports in general, supercars in general, just love the sport and enjoy the sport for what it is, I think, because that
Now
just
I can give an unbiased and unfiltered opinion on just basically everybody. I can celebrate Chaz getting second, just zooming around and I mean,
Yeah.
if you don't like Chaz, there's something wrong with you. Like you'd have to go see a
Oh,
doctor
yeah. Well,
because who
I was going to
can't like
say
Chaz?
he's right up there with Willie Brown as well in terms of the drivers that I genuinely like. And well, you know, can't forget young Davey as well. So not that he's that young anymore, but Davey Reynolds, you know,
No, but a happy Dave is a fast Dave, and we saw that at the
he is, isn't
500.
he? Yeah.
Yeah, happy
Yeah.
Dave is a
So,
fast Dave. I think he's not
yeah.
spinning it when he says he's really happy with
Yeah.
working with Charlie and having Frosty as a teammate again. Like that's putting the band back together.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, we all, you know, I think anyone that was a supporter of Erebus at the time kind of went a bit you know, got a bit gun shy on Davey and a bit upset with him when he left. But to be honest with you, I can completely understand it now, and I
Well,
don't blame him.
now
So
that we've got to this point, maybe people can actually put the two together and understand
yeah.
that that's been happening since then.
Yep.
So it just depends. All that happened when Anton and Dave left was that we had two brand new young rookie drivers who weren't really able to do anything but say yes
Yeah,
to
well,
and
that's it.
accept whatever was happening. Now they've matured, they've grown up, they can stand on their own two feet.
They've
And
got
they do,
credentials
and they
now.
can say no.
Yep.
And they
Well,
have.
they're both proven race winners, and one of them's a bloody champion, so you
And
know.
it has not been without a bunch of friction along the way. There's been a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes there where it's caused a little bit of friction there. And but these two young men are now standing on their own two feet, and I am very proud of them for doing that.
Yep,
And not
100%.
accepting the situation as the status quo and believing that that's the way it should be. So I still stand with Brody. I got the shirt. Yeah, I've got myself in a whole world of shit wearing this at the track on
There we go.
Sunday, the Let Brody Race shirt.
Yeah,
That
I
yeah,
got
I
my
don't want to get into it too much there, but yeah, that caused a bit of a ruckus. And Brody's now standing on his principles, and I support him in every endeavor that he does. And if he comes back racing this year at some way, whether that's with Premier or not, it seems to me less likely the longer that he doesn't come back in to race for Zebras.
I highly doubt that they are going to give up and let him out of his contract, unfortunately. So that's a sad reality of it.
Oh no,
He
they'll let him
obviously
out. I
wants
have
out.
no doubt they'll let him out. They'll just let him out late enough where he has no opportunity to actually compete for the championship because I think the team want to keep that number one underneath their elbow
Yeah.
and, you know, on the throat. So,
They can not have it on their car, and it can not be on any car next year, and then we'll see where we go from there then.
yeah. So anyway, we'll all wait and see. Nobody knows what's going on yet. We're just waiting. In a holding pattern, all the people who are out there asking for Brady to make a statement, he can't.
Yeah.
He actually can't. So
No.
he's basically gagged. So he's just going to do Brody things and wait until we can get this sorted out. So anyway, we'll move on. That's our bit about that. We won't dwell on that too much.
Yep.
So
No.
the crowd numbers, though. Ugh.
So, I'm just was the Bathurst 500 the amount of kilometres? It was the amount of fans are at the track.
It could have been the fans, mate. Yeah. The 12-hour, I was up there for the 12-hour as well. So I stayed up for the 2 weekends, and 12-hour was chockers. And that's my very first 12-hour. So I popped my cherry for that one. And getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning is not my forte. That's a getting home time, not a getting up time usually for me. So
Yeah.
yeah, that was a bit of a rude awakening just to get up there to make sure I saw the start in the dark, which is actually really cool up at
Yeah, it
McPhillamy,
would
just
be.
watching the cars in the headlights, just zooming around. Uneventful start, not like previous years, but there'd be fog and stuff and bits and pieces and crashes and stuff. No, nothing happened.
Nothing. No.
Cars just drove around. And then I had 12 hours ahead of me to do that, sit there and watch that. So,
Well, it was I think it was, I think I got up probably about three hours into the race, and I think that was when it just started to get excited. I think that was when the second Mante Motorsports Porsche, the Pro-Am car, had been popped into the kitty litter at McPhillamy, and that was that was pretty much, I think, the first thing that
Oh
really happened
yeah,
in the race,
he
half
came
hours
in.
in.
Well, I'll actually mention that because you know when he came in and there was like a massive dust cloud because it was dry as hell, because it was hot as shit up at the 12-hour. It was stinking hot. And so he's gone into that the sand trap, which has done the job beautifully, but you couldn't even see the car because it was just covered under sand and dust. And there's massive dust clouds blowing up because the wind was up and everything. It was just crazy, right? But then later on in the day, when the rain came and everything got dampened, we had was it waters that went into the sand trap at McPhillamy, but drove out of it because it was able to like it had been compacted enough. I'm trying to think if that was who that
I can't
was. They
remember
went
what it
off at
was, yeah.
McPhillamy later in the day, but because it had rained. Because yeah, we had squalls, we had storms, we had lightning, and we had thunder, and we had all kinds of. The mountain threw everything at us. My
Well,
gazebo got
you had
destroyed and
Bathurst, yeah.
shredded. Oh, we just copped, like the weather. We just copped the proper Bathurst experience, to be perfectly honest. It's
That's, oh,
30
yeah.
degrees, and then like the storm comes and just plummets, and then the wind comes and just shreds everything. Dude's gazebos are getting shredded, and my camp got trashed and had to sort of.
Four seasons in 4 hours.
Yeah,
Yeah.
standard Bathurst, which was way cool. But what about good old Tony Hawk zooming around the
Oh,
outside of the Jetta and turning in on him?
the rail slide in the Beamer, that was quite impressive, actually. So that would have scored a fair few points on the good old Tony Hawk Pro Skater, I reckon. So that was quite nice. To be honest, for a car as big as the Beamer, he done well to get himself up there, didn't he? So that was a decent knock.
Yeah, and then old mate found the rear wing down the gully on the other side to manage to snaffle that as a trophy.
That's right. That's right. I heard he had to give it back though, because
No,
he decided.
he didn't. No, they were
Oh,
wondering
did you
if you
get to
had
keep
to
it?
or not. No, they said, no, nah, mate,
Yeah.
that's yours. We got heaps.
Yeah, nice. Oh, good. I'm glad he got to keep it. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to keep it. But yeah, that wasn't the Ginetta's fault, like the GT4 car, because
Oh,
he was
no,
already
God,
there on the
no.
left. Where's he going to go? Just ask Jamie Whincup. You do not put that move on.
No.
Just
That's
ask Marcus Ambrose. You do not put that
that
move
was
on.
a silly move. You're battling for a race victory, even though it's early in the race or midway through the race. You've got a really fast car. You don't need to make that pass there, and it was just a stupid move and pay the
It was
price for it.
impatience.
Yeah, 100%.
And he was my
So,
guy. He was the guy that I thought might have taken it up to the Porsche.
yeah, well, you did say that. I remember you saying that before before the
Yeah,
race,
when we did
saying
our
the
predictions and
Beamers were the
stuff.
choice. Yeah.
But nobody was touching that Porsche for the whole
No.
weekend. That thing was on rails.
Oh, that was ridiculous. They were just stupidly quick. The only thing that was going to stop them was an off or a crash or something. They were never going to get beaten. Just far too good. Far, far too good.
We went into a
That
whole
was.
bunch of safety car periods breeding safety cars, like later in the afternoon and stuff, and they just drove away from the restart.
Oh, every time, yeah.
Yeah. It was
Just,
just crazy
you
how
think,
dulled in
all right,
that
they
car
get
was.
close. Oh, yeah, because when the safety cars came out, I thought, all right, they'll get close. Like maybe in other cars, maybe they've done a little bit of tuning or something like that. Some of the other cars have, you
Yeah,
know,
the Sun
made a
Energy
little
car is
tweak or
going to jump
something.
in and.
Yeah,
Nah.
exactly. But
Nah.
nah, not a chance. Not a
Nah.
chance.
What about that Ford Speed van, the electric van?
Oh, mate, that thing is properly quick. Like that's just stupid. That was impressive. What did it do? 1 minute 56.2, I think, was
Point
the
three, I think it
official lap
was.
record
Yeah.
that it broke. Yeah. So
Yeah. Because when they let the AMG go unrestricted the day before, at
yeah.
the at, and it broke the lap record at 156, because I just took all the restrictions off and it said, mate, do your best.
Go
And
for
that
it, yeah.
banged out a 156.7.
Yeah.
And then they put the electric van out there, the fastest pizza delivery van in the world. And that thing, I was listening to the chat with the driver, the what's his name? The French guy that was
Oh, I can't
driving the
remember his
van.
name now.
I can't remember his name, but he goes, well, in the sim, we were looking at 159s. They weren't expecting
Oof.
to go that fast. And the whole windscreen was deflecting and deforming and stuff because it was going so damn fast. They weren't sure what was going to happen. And he, like the tires were loose and stuff, and he was like sliding a little bit of grip and whatever. That thing's got,
2,000 horsepower.
oh yeah, they weren't using it all though. They're only using 1,400,
Yeah.
but I think it was about 3 ton of downforce on the rear
Oh,
wing
yeah.
to hold the thing down. 2 or 3 ton of downforce just to keep that thing stuck to the ground. It sounded bizarre, and I reckon it's got those little whistlers on it. You know, like the way the ones you stick on the
Yeah,
bumper
'cause
bar.
it was squealing. Yeah,
Yeah,
you
it
could
was a
hear it
whistle.
even
It
on the
was a
television. You
whistle
could
coming
hear it
by. It
squealing.
wasn't
Yeah.
electric motor whine. It was actually a whistle. So they had to put something on the car, like a whistler, just to give it some sort of
Yeah.
note as it came past. But that was pretty impressive. It's good for 2 laps, and then it got put on the solar panels for the next 12 hours to recharge. It's not
Yeah,
good for,
get it going again.
yeah, it's
But
not good for 10 laps.
when you're
So.
pushing that much power out of it, that was still impressive though to watch it go. Oh, actually, when it first came out, I didn't realize it was an electric one. I thought they brought the old Cosworth F1 van out.
Oh yeah, nah. This is, and
Yeah.
it's, it'll be at Melbourne. It'll be at Melbourne. This it was at the 500 as well, and
Yeah.
they're bringing it to the GP in Melbourne as well while it's out. There's gonna,
Nice.
yeah, they've just gone bang, bang, bang. You know, it's all out here. I wonder if
Well,
it was at
still.
Canberra. I wonder if they took it to Canberra for that Festival of
No,
Speed.
don't think they did.
It probably
Wouldn't
couldn't slow down enough to
have
turn
fit
on
down
those
those roads,
that stupid goat track that they turned
yeah.
into.
Wouldn't have fit down the roads. It's about 2.5 meters wide, the thing, so
Yeah.
wouldn't have stood a
Oh.
chance. But other than that, with the 12-hour, there wasn't too much to talk about with the 12-hour and
Nah, we don't have to do results, mate. I'm just talking about the
and the
fans were
500.
awesome. There's heaps of dudes there at the 12 hour, like 47,000 rolled up. Campgrounds were, well, the ones that were open, because I just keep you in a couple of camp spots. They were chockers. Like the campsites
Yeah.
were full for the one, like the Reed, Sulaiman, McPhillamy,
Yeah,
and the one in the
McPhillamy,
paddock. You come to the 500, everybody's cleared out, and it was like a ghost town.
yeah. Where'd you
Legit.
camp for the 12-hour?
Up at Reed.
Up at Reed, I
You know where
nice.
the comms towers are at the top of the mountain, those big communications towers?
Yeah.
At the cutting, just near the top of the cutting? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just behind those.
All
Had
right,
a million
nice.
dollar view. Could look over the valley all the way over at down the valley. A million dollar view. It was just cheapest real estate ever.
Nice. Yeah, when I want to do the 1,000, our campsite smack bang up the top, just near the towers at the very top of the mountain. So
Yeah,
it's a
that's about where I
nice
was.
view up
Yeah.
there. Yeah.
You know where I am. I
Yeah.
prefer the
Real
paddock.
quick.
Much prefer the paddock, because I just cannot be
Nuts.
bothered driving down to the pits all the time and driving back, and then or getting the bus down and then getting the bus back.
It is a
Much
pain in
much
the
prefer the
ass.
convenience of the pit of the paddock to the pit access.
Or just missing the bus and having to walk back up the fucking mountain at 2 o'clock in the morning like I've done twice now, so.
Well, it's character building, mate.
it's not bad.
You should have
Well,
turned up to my camp earlier then, and you wouldn't have missed the bus.
Well, no, I told you what happened last year, didn't I? I didn't miss the bus. I just didn't realize that the bus was still running. So I walked up the bloody mountain, about 300 meters from my campsite, and the bus drives past. So I stopped it and paid $4 to go 300 meters. I
Yeah,
couldn't
that's
be
right.
bothered walking
Yeah, well, it's
anymore.
$8 now.
Oh, lovely. Gotta love that. Friggin' inflation.
All right, we'll move on. So that, yeah, that was the 12-hour wrap up, the 500 wrap up. What do you reckon about the racing itself?
I mean, look, it wasn't terrible, but it wasn't overly exciting either. It was good to see the Mustangs actually being competitive and having Chazzy and Richie right up there in the top five, especially Chaz kind of actually taking it to the Red Bull boys. But there wasn't a whole lot of passing being done. I think I can remember three or four passes in both of the races that was actually, any good really, and it wasn't overly exciting. There was another issue with the redressers down at the chase again. Can't remember who it was that was involved in it, but there was a very similar
Is that a bum
incident
and
to
Feeney put Golding out?
that's right it was yeah
Yeah.
and yeah not Golding out and then trying to do the redress again, and that was could have ended up exactly like the bloody Scotty McLaughlin Wing Cup and Tanda
Tanda,
fiasco a
yeah.
few years back, but luckily it didn't this time. But that's something that they've got to work on, because that the redress thing, I don't if they're going to do that, I think you have to say, well, you can't do it in that position because it's just dangerous. There's
Well,
cars
there's no
coming around
such
there
thing
so
as an
fast,
official
so
redress anymore. Like, it's not actually a
no,
thing. Like, Beardo doesn't go, you've got to give the spot back and redress it. The
yeah.
drivers can do it naturally amongst themselves to try
Yeah.
to not get a 5-second penalty, which is what Feeney ended up copping.
I'd to be honest with you, well, it was a 15-second penalty for Wing Cup. I'd probably, I don't know, but something's got to be done because it was a little bit hairy. But yeah, other than that, the racing, wasn't overly entertaining. But it's good to see that the Mustangs are at least competitive if they get their setups right, and that was all it was. It was a setup, so they were,
Yep.
Chaz was stupidly quick over the top of the mountain. That was there was nobody that was quicker than him all weekend over the top of the mountain. So those cars,
Surprised at Waters, though. Everyone put all the eggs in the basket of Waters. I know you did.
I did, yeah. So.
And I mean, we are round one, and the cars have just come back from all the wind shear testing, but we haven't done the engine transient dyno, which will happen after the Melbourne round. And then at that point, literally every single team, including Rushbrook, can shut up about parity because it's
Yeah.
now down to your driver's ability and your engineers and what the setup you choose to put into the car.
And clearly Tickford stuffed that up because they were nowhere the whole weekend. Like they just weren't competitive. So, it's
DJR
definitely not the
were
car.
kind of the same a bit too. I mean, they got into the shootout, but like on
Yeah, but
race
those
time.
cars on race pace were absolutely shocking, and it's just evident by being there, other than Cool Drive, who effectively had a one car team again for the weekend because of poor Wood not having
Nah,
the
lovey.
Lovey, sorry, poor Love. Well, Wood had an even worse weekend, but poor Aaron Love having an absolute shocker of a weekend. So yeah, Cool Driver in the last place garage. But to see DJR in the second last pit garage for Melbourne with this live pit lane, that's
Ah, well,
just
let's a good segue. Let's just move on to that then. So this is our
yeah,
first
well.
live pit lane, and we got Red Bull in the first. In so I'm just gonna do pits in team order, but
Yeah.
there's two cars in each one, as we all know. So we got Red Bull sitting behind him is Grove or Penrite Racing now. Then we have Matty Stone Race MSR. Like Nick Percat and Cam Hill did a great job.
That and absolute ripper weekend, yeah. So it's good to see
Percat learned
Nicky
to
actually
drive
getting
again.
some results. So it's well, I think he just didn't want to perform in a Ford, to be honest with you. That's the only thing I could put it down to. Nicky Percat being a born and bred Holden boy, his entire family, their entire lives growing up around the factory, and
Yeah, but look at the Mustang he was given. It was a bucket of
yeah,
bolts.
it's true.
So
Bit of a lemon, wasn't it? So no, but it's great to see Nicky getting some results again. So
and then we get some
and
Team 18. So we get a Happy Dave and Frosty was way off the pace. He was he was not as far up there as I thought he was going to be. But Reynolds, Happy Dave is a fast Dave, so they're sitting fourth in
Yeah.
the lane. BJR with their Fullwood and Heimgardner pairing are now sitting in fifth. So finally, now that they've split the two garages up, because they're not running a they're not running. Oh, hang on, no. I think they're keeping him as a block of four, though, aren't they? Instead of.
BJR will keep BJR, even though the SCT Motorsport and Pizza Hut finished second last, they will keep
Their
the
pit
garage.
garage is going to be sort of that fifth, sixth garage, which then leads to Erebus in sixth in the championship, but they're going to be seventh in the
Seventh in the
teams
garage, yeah.
in the garage, which means that's P13 and 14.
Yeah, pit base 13 and 14, yeah.
And then we end up with Tickford. They didn't have a great day. Waters was way off. Like, I don't know why. Randall did it okay. But yeah, Waters was well off. I'm not
Waters was
sure what's
nowhere,
going on.
yeah.
Yeah, that was odd, especially for a bloke who can drive. Like, we know he can drive.
Oh,
Whatever he had
yeah.
going on there, no good. Zibaras is in there with Golding and Slatey. Unfortunately, look, I don't see them doing a great deal. They're going to be mid-packing, not because of the money and the resources and the engineering that they've got in there. But I'm sorry, it's just Slatey and Golding.
Yeah,
It's the
they're.
drivers, man.
They definitely need to get a better driver combination in there. So, they're not terrible drivers by any
No, they're
stretch of the
not.
means, but
But
they're not up to
relative
the
to their peers,
what's around
they're
them.
going to
Yeah.
be mid-packing. They're going to be
Yeah.
mid-packing, or even somebody. Some not everybody can be in the top five, so
Yeah.
they're going to slot into that mid to two-third pack. Walkinshaw's out of position, in my opinion, because they're next.
100% they are, but
Because Ryan
that's just
Wood
because
had
Wood
no
had an
points.
absolute shocker. Yeah. So if that wasn't there, because Mozzie gets 267 points. That's one car
One
getting
car.
267 of those points.
Yep.
If Wood had have actually had any sort of result, that would have pushed them
A couple of lanes up, a couple of spots up the lane. Well,
probably up to,
Premier
well, I
is
reckon
only
it would have
3 points
pushed them up to
ahead of
third
them.
or fourth.
And then Tickford's only 13 points, 12 points ahead of them. So
Because a DNF, you get no
if Woodsy
points.
just finishes a race,
Because what
they'll
he,
be sitting either level pegging or just ahead of Erebus, like
well,
behind the
what do you get for
BJR cars.
finishing? Because for finishing, you get 30. I think you get 30 points if you just finish. Like even dead last, I think you get about 30 points if you finish the race.
Just
Dead
to
last, I think it's
classify.
about 30 points. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
So
yeah.
that would push them. Add 60 points to that, even if you finish dead last, but actually finish those
So to
races.
make it
Add another 60 points to
320-ish,
that. That's 320.
that'll put him
So
right behind
fourth or
Matt Stone
fifth.
Racing in fourth, and
Yeah.
ahead of Team 18.
Yeah.
Even if he finished last on both
Yeah.
races, but yeah,
So yeah, that's unfortunate for Walkinshaw, but they'll be back. Like Woody's not gonna have another shocker like he did at Adelaide,
nah, that wasn't his
and
fault.
Melbourne,
He
I don't think
didn't
so.
bend it.
No,
It
no.
was failure. But welcome to the big game.
Well, he
Sorry,
got shunted in the
Woody.
sec. Mechanical failure in the first race and then shunted in the second race. So that was
Yeah, wasn't his.
completely out of his control. Yeah.
Yeah. And then DJR way back in 10th, just sneaking ahead, literally just sneaking ahead of Cool Drive, to be perfectly honest. Because don't worry about that other Brad Jones, like McCauley and Jackson Evans, because they're going to be parked up with the one on the front. So
Yeah, they'll keep.
yeah,
Yeah.
there's a reason Ludo left, and I think that might be it.
Yeah, well, he's definitely saw something on the wall there, didn't he? But it is a shame to see DGR down there so far. So,
No, it's not.
you would have thought
No, it's
with
not.
the.
I'm still a Holden fan, man.
Oh, I'm still a Holden fan, but I do. If there's any Ford team, I don't mind. I've always had a soft spot for Dickie Johnson. So, I think he's done all right. And plus, Anton, love Anton still. So,
Oh, look, every team's
and
going to go through their trials. But when you're the homologation team and you're in the development up to your neck, and now you're supplying the engines to the category, you're taking it over from Herod.
I
With
think,
this, which is also at arm's length too, by the way. It's not actually the team doing it.
yeah,
It's a
no.
just a business arm of the team, which is not going to get any advantage out of that. Oh, speaking of engines, how unlucky! How unlucky can one particular team be who's got all the spotlight, all the eyes looking at them,
Oh,
and
to only make two corners.
lap one, P1, race one, season launch, and then the car stops.
Gone. Gone. Two corners into the season.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing they could have done. The teams don't make their engines. They just get them off a shelf and bolt them into a car, right? They don't do the engines, but it just happened to be Erebus. It just happened to be Jack LeBrock. It just happened to be the first time these cars have hit the track when all of this eyeball is looking at the team, all the scrutiny, and they've just done the interview on the broadcast with Baz and Betty, and then poor
I'm
Jack
just
has to
gonna
roll it
say
up.
it's.
He just has to roll it up because
I said
the engine's broken. It's just got no oil pressure. Oh.
nothing. And I said it after it happened, and I'll say it again. I said that's karma for that bullshit interview.
It might well be. Did I say gaslighting? No, I think you said gaslighting. No, I said gaslighting. Okay. Yeah. So, oh, look, it just happened to be that guy. It could have happened to any engine, because they're a sealed engine now. So it could have happened to any team, any car. So be it.
Could
Just happened
have,
to be
yeah.
that one.
But other than that, I don't know, there wasn't just too much to go on about over that weekend. So, oh, well, the only other thing that we should probably touch on about that, I think it might be a little bit further down the list here somewhere. No, it isn't. Where is it? But the probably the most exciting thing that happened at the Supercars Bathurst 500 was that
What,
was
the Wiggles?
Hatgate.
Oh, I thought you meant the
Oh no,
Wiggles.
that whatever. I'm
Yeah, Hatgate.
sure it was a
Yeah.
great concert, but yeah, Hatgate was that definitely kicked off some entertainment for everyone.
Oh, mate. Can they not get it right? Honestly, there are people who make their money. They pay their mortgage and put food on their table by working for Supercars. That is
Yeah.
their job. That is their
Yep.
daily. They're Monday to Friday. They work very hard trying to ignore everybody's opinions and do it their own way. But when you are in charge of the rule book and the corporate side of things and the sponsorship and who's actually sponsoring what, and if you want to put that into the rule book and that's your job in the regs, and when you're doing a pit lane or a podium, you have a podium sponsor, you have a pole sponsor, you have corner sponsors, you have fuel sponsors, you have all these sponsors, you have the telco sponsor, you have all these sponsors. Now, if the drivers are required to wear paraphernalia, i.e. hats, so when they get out of a car, we've seen it for years with the Dunlop hat. As soon as they get out of the
Oh, yeah.
car, first thing that happens, there is somebody who's employed, that is their job, to stand there with the one, two, and three podium Dunlop yellow hats, right? And then they stick them on ahead, and then they do the media, they do the car interview, then they go to the podium and they're wearing their Dunlop hat, not their race team's hat, not their sponsor's hat, none of that. Take this over here. What happened this time?
Yeah. Well, it was, and to be honest, I'm not gonna blame Red Bull for it because Red Bull are great with finding loopholes when they want to, and they were gonna take full advantage of that, being that one of their major sponsors is Vodafone. So they kicked this tiny little loophole, being that Supercars didn't change the wording of the regulations to say that you needed to wear an Armor All hat for the pole position celebration or presentation to boost. And so Red Bull were probably within their rights. Probably if they had have done it well, they should have worn an Armor All hat, but they didn't.
I was going to
But
pick you up on this because they were actually breached. Both Will and Brock are in breach.
are they? Because Will wore the hat.
Will wore the boost hat.
Yeah, he did.
You want to
Ah,
get the
so
rule book
yeah,
out? You
there
want to
you
get
go.
the rule
Yeah,
book out
no, you're
because they
right. Yeah.
actually had named Armor All as the pole award
Yeah,
sponsor.
true. You're right there. Yeah.
It was named in the regs as opposed to the current
Yep.
sponsor for the pole, which opens it up to like the model changes like from round to
Yeah.
round. Somebody else might change and get pole sponsorship.
I didn't
Because they
think of
had
that. So
named
they did.
Armor All in
Yeah.
the guide, both those drivers, Saturday and Sunday, were in breach of the regs,
Breach.
which means they should get fined. And it
They
wasn't Red
should,
Bull that
yeah.
found a loophole at all. It was Vodafone cracked the shits. and said, we're not happy with our driver wearing a Boost.
Wearing Boost, yeah.
Hat. 100%. It wasn't them looking for a loophole.
Oh, shit.
It was Vodafone getting a hold of Jamie and going, nah, not happening. Because Will wore the hat on.
Will did wear the Boost hat, yeah.
On the Saturday.
Yeah.
And then Brock didn't wear it on the Sunday. And that's where it got noticed.
Is Will still a Boost ambassador? Is he?
I'm not 100% sure if Will actually is a Boost ambassador. I know Brody definitely is for life.
Yeah.
Will has personal sponsorship from Boost, but I don't think he's a Boost ambassador.
Yeah.
All right. That's two different things.
Yeah.
And Brock's like, this certainly isn't anything to do with Brock. Brock's again just a head, and there's somebody who hands him a hat to stick on it, and he doesn't have any say in what he puts on. He doesn't care. He's there to drive cars.
Yeah, but but my God, it did kick off though, and obviously
a little bit. And then supercars, went late to the party. They've rewritten the wording, so now it's going to be cleaned up for Melbourne, where you have to wear the Boost hat.
But they've changed the wording so it doesn't specify any.
Correct.
Brand. It just says
it's the current sponsor for the pole award.
The title sponsor for X award or the title sponsor for the podium award, blah, blah, blah.
Because this is why they got caught out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though they should have put Armorall. And if I was Mr. Armorall, I would have been going, oi! it says here, still, even though I don't give you any money anymore, you still have to wear my hat.
I would have been there for sure. Yeah.
It would have been a ripper.
That would have been fantastic, but it was definitely kicked off, and as we know, Mr. Atherton, Pete's quite vocal, so he definitely fueled the flames on socials after it all kicked off.
He just pointed out the facts. He didn't even go hard; like he didn't even know it happened because he shot off back to the States to go to.
Oh, he had no idea. Yeah.
To NASCAR and the NRL kickoff over in Vegas and stuff. You know, they're over there hanging out with Steve Blackmore and stuff. With the
he's
Manly
just been
boys.
Having fun with it though. He's just been having it.
Oh, he's just gone. Well, by the way, I didn't even know this happened. But as it says, I'm supposed to, and this is not the first time he's been slighted, where they've taken his money. And when Nettlefold was with Chaz and Percat, was it with the Optus banner behind him photo,
right.
Even though Boost is the actual official telco sponsor.
Yeah,
and then you got the chairman of race sitting out there doing a photo up and posting it on his own socials with big Optus behind him. Not a good look. I mean, how corporate, like,
well, not how, not to mention
small
last
minded
year
can
as well.
You be? Huh?
Exactly, and I said not to mention last year as well when they had the Boost pass and everything like that, the replays for the Boost Power Pass, and they were just refusing to, in the commentary box, mention the Boost brand when they were going on about the Power Pass last year as well, which happened quite a few times during the race. So it's been a few times that
Boost
has been shafted.
So did Boost do that as well?
It was changed to the Boost Power Pass, I think, last year. So
just for the Gold Coast, or
I'm not sure, but I think it might have been a couple of races, but they definitely didn't mention their name as often as they should.
As they normally would when they actually do that, they insert that sponsors like thing.
Yep.
And I mean, I don't get to see much telecasting because I'm usually.
No, you're always
at the track. I get to see and hear nothing apart from all the stuff that I see and hear that you don't get to see and hear. Between you and I, we get the full picture.
Exactly. It's good to have both aspects of it, I think. But that was pretty much, I think that was probably the most entertaining part of the Bathurst 500 weekend, to be honest with you. So, well, actually, the probably the most entertainment that we got out of the Bathurst 500 weekend would have had to be the track is jammed. The track is jammed in the Super Twos when all hell broke loose in race one for the weekend.
Oh man, they went full Super Two this weekend.
Didn't they?
Well, you know how they've got the three strikes and you're out policy now for making contact and that. So we're trying to clean up the driver standards in these.
I think they forgot about that this weekend.
Oh, mate, they went for their entire race, didn't even have a green lap. Like on every single restart was another frigging safety car.
Yeah. It was just wild.
Full Super 2.
And that was, I got to admit, it sucked not to get the race in, but God, it was fun to watch.
But Saturday they had three cars didn't get off the line. Unfortunately, Job
Yeah.
Stewart was one of them, which was a real
Joby
shame. He
was
just dropped
one.
the clutch and just couldn't get it like away. But it made up
He
for it on
bounced
the
back though.
Sunday. Made up for it on the Sunday. It went absolutely full noise and took care of business on Sunday.
He definitely made up for it. Showed that he deserves his spot in Super 2. Did Joby? So,
Oh
but
yeah,
yeah,
he's a
that was
gun.
that was entertaining. So yeah, no, that was probably the most excitement for the weekend. That was a big shunt too. Like there was a few cars that were pretty well beat up in that one. So.
And then welcome to not a green lap being done because it took so long to clean up. And they were struggling for officials too. Like they managed to get the event going because it was a back to back. We didn't have as many officials on circuit as we normally would have. On the we had enough. We had like literally bare minimum of what they
Bare
could do
minimum, yeah.
to run the actual event. So yeah, that's another reason I don't like this back to back stuff and whatever. It's just puts a strain on resources.
Yeah, it's too much. Yeah, no, wouldn't do it again.
I
But I
hope
think
not.
that might be about it for the
Yep,
supercars.
I reckon so. I can't think of anything else that was racing related. Apart from that,
No.
like
Well, if we're
the
gonna.
I really do what I did enjoy the most, camping with nobody around me at the top of the
Yeah,
mountain. It was
that would be
awesome.
pretty nice, actually.
It
That
mate,
would be pretty spectacular.
we had the whole top of Reed to ourselves effectively. There's about maybe 15 campers up there for that entire
Yeah,
campground
nice.
at the top on the hill,
Oh, that'd be heavenly.
on our little section, and they weren't next to me. They were like spread out, so yeah, that was
Yeah.
cool.
You're not opening your tent door and
No.
staring at your next door neighbor. Yeah.
Although these clouds, the guys that were on the 12-hour, you
Yeah.
know, the white line is sacrosanct, right? The
Oh,
markings on your campsite. You don't
yeah.
cross the white line unless you
No.
negotiate, get permission.
Yes.
So
Yes.
these dudes have turned up with their little hike tents, these little two-man dual dome hike tents, and they put them right in the
Yeah.
corners of their camp spot because they've got some other friends coming later with a couple of cars and stuff. That's all perfectly fine. And you want to guy
Yeah.
rope it out and peg it out, that's perfectly fine. Don't throw two of your guy ropes 1 foot over my side of that white line because I'm
No.
running
Nah.
my marquee on that white line.
Yeah.
And all I did was I just ripped their guy ropes up, put them back down next to their tent and drilled them back in. And I used my hammer drill and I went into coffee rock. So enjoy getting that peg out later on because I made sure that was going into coffee rock.
That's
Because
great.
like that's the deal, man. Because I mean, we've got
Yep.
space and we've got limited space, limited resource.
Yep.
So you can't just claim because you decided to. You're too lazy to move your tent 1 foot forward so you can peg your guy rope out. You don't claim 1 foot out of my side of the campsite. No.
No.
You're lucky I just didn't cut it. I actually re-pegged it for him. So,
Yeah, that
yeah.
was nice. That was nice of you, to be honest with you. I
I'm
probably
a
would have
good
just
bloke,
cut it.
mate. I'm a good
Yeah.
bloke.
Yep. I think you. Yeah, I think so. Yep. Because I probably would have just cut it. Or charge them a slab per rope.
Oh, well, you can't bring up more than one at a time, can you? No, the booze rules are
Oh,
still there.
they're just gonna have to go
Oh,
for a drive
did
back
you
to the
hear about
town
the
then, aren't they?
graffiti?
Oh, the dick's everywhere.
Yeah, digging balls being
Yeah. Yeah.
scribbled every night. Yeah. The GT boys are all upset, going, "Oh, we've never had this issue before." Well, you haven't had the supercars boys backdooring on you, on your lap,
Yeah.
going back to back. Everyone's up there just doing doubles. But there was a bunch of young blokes up there too, smashing people's gazebos overnight, smashing the frames. They
Oh, was
broke
there?
into that little
Dickheads.
the control center, you know, that building up at the SS
Yeah.
Skyline.
Yep. What dickheads?
Yeah, there was a bit of, you know, shittery going on up the top there. So yeah, the security got on top of that.
Yeah, it's the kind of shit you don't want.
One guy was in a car chase, a cop car chase from Bathurst, came barreling up Mountain Straight, was being chased by cops. Like
Are you
this
joking?
is about 11:30 at night, right? So there's been car chase in town, and he's got the circuit, got on the circuit, and the cops are on his tail, and they're just screaming around the top, because people are walking on the track, right?
Oh, yeah, shit.
Yeah, so
Jeez.
one bloke got cleaned up. But then
Fuck,
the
oh, really?
ambulance just turned up.
Shit.
So I'm at my mate's campsite, and we're just hearing all these sirens like flying around. And then we heard the ambo siren and went, oh, that's an ambulance. Maybe someone's just, come off a wheelie bin going down Conrod.
Yeah.
Standard nighttime fare. No.
Yeah.
This bloke in, I don't know if it was a stolen car or not, but hit someone, ended up taking him
Bloody
to
hell.
hospital and stuff. Yeah. No, there's a bit
That's
of it. There was all kinds of crazy going on at Bathurst.
ridiculous. Bathurst of old, huh?
Well, we had so much space, we were going to revive the bull ring. We're looking at each other going, how many like Land Cruisers can we do? Because everyone's got Land Cruisers or distant patrols, and I had the work,
Yeah.
man. And it's like, yeah, I don't think the high ace is going to be cutting. Like, we're not rolling the high ace. Literally, we are not
Someone,
rolling the high ace. I'm not starting a bull ring. So,
you should have all just chipped together and put in $500 and gone into town and bought a banger off someone and just
we had the
taken
space. We legitimately
it
had, and that's exactly where the old bull ring was, man. This is
there.
like, this is where it used to be. We actually had the space, but yeah, nah, we
Oh, that's
didn't
gold.
revive the old days. Anyway, that's enough of that. Let's just move on a little bit quickly. We'll wrap this up. But SVG having a zoom
Oh,
around
you
over
know,
in the States in his
he's.
Xfinity.
I guess he's done all right. You know, you could say he's done okay for a rookie. He's nails 12th in the Daytona 300 for the Xfinity series. So that's not too shabby for your first ever race on a well, first ever official NASCAR, not ARCA race, because that didn't go too well for him. But your first official NASCAR race to bring it home in P12. That's
Yeah,
a pretty impressive feat.
that's a solid start.
But
There's 30, there's 38 cars in the field. He's going all right.
that's it. Yeah. But then he goes, boys, that was no fluke, and comes out to Atlanta the next weekend and puts it on the podium. So,
Well, they don't have podiums. They'd have
well,
victory lane and top
the
five. They talk about top
effective
five.
podium.
Yeah, they talk
Yeah.
about top fives.
Yeah.
But what a mad race, because that went to overtime. So we went to the pub in Orange and we were watching. No, that was the first one. We're watching this one at McPhillamy under a gazebo, and it went to overtime, right? Because there's a late safety car, but no one's got fuel. Everyone's running bingo, and he managed to come in and grab a splash and go, and went back out. And then when they did the two lap overtime, cars are just
Everyone
like
ran out of fuel.
peeling off. Cars are just running out of fuel and just slowing down and just
Well,
like
that's it, yeah.
rolling off the lane, you know?
Because after his pit stop, he came out. He actually started the race 7th, but because the other four or five cars in front of him all decided they weren't going to come in. Yeah,
No, they stayed
the
out.
flag goes green, lights go green, flag goes down, and literally just about
Two
everyone in front of
laps.
him just pe peels off
Two
the side of
laps.
the
Yeah.
track and goes, no, we're
Everyone
done.
just
So, yeah.
did the Jamie wink up.
Yeah,
Just
exactly. Yep.
ran out of juice. Come in, you don't have enough. No, I'm good. No, you're really not. No, I reckon I can do it. Yeah, I don't think you're gonna. Oh, we'll see. There you
Yep, see, there we go. They do it all the time in NASCAR. That's surprising how often it actually happens in NASCAR with those things.
Well, it's
So,
because of the overtime.
yeah.
Like, we
But
don't
they'd
have
know.
that.
They still know how much fuel they've got in the cars. So the fact that they're willing to
Yeah, but
risk it
it
so
depends if they're
often.
fueling up to count for overtime. Like, they might have enough fuel for one overtime, but maybe two or three overtimes. No,
Yeah.
because they, you know what I mean? Everyone's razor thin on weight. So, and fuel burn. And if there's been no safeties beforehand and running green, like that last race was half the race was green, like the longest green second half going.
Oh, Atlanta. Yeah, and Vegas was the same. So
And we get the
Vegas
same in
has.
supercars, mate. We know on the enduros, we're begging for a
Yeah.
safety car because teams need fuel. And if they have to
Yeah.
come in on green, they lose track position. So you end up, rolling the dice.
Yeah, you're stuffed. But no, it was good luck with Gizzy. Unfortunately, Vegas didn't turn out too well for him. 30 laps in, got
Hey,
engine
his engine
troubles,
broke.
but that's no good. But last thing I want to touch on with NASCAR was that finish in the actual
In the cup.
Cup Series race.
Yeah, how mad was that?
Impressive, that finish, to have three cars finish within 0.007 of a second. And quite literally just crossing the finish line. So Daniel Suarez, who actually won, came from further back than anyone else, but because he got the run, He got it was you watch the replay, it's literally about 2 inches that he's crossed the finish
Yeah,
line
on the
before second
photo.
place
They
did.
had to go to the
Yeah.
photo.
It was just batshit insane. So, and that was only his second ever win, Daniel Suarez. So full credit to him in the and he's racing for the guys that was the
His
Gizzy's
track.
with Trackhouse.
His track
Yeah.
house. Yeah, his track
Yeah.
house. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm
So
starting to pay a lot more attention to NASCAR now, not because Shane's there, but because Shane's there. So I have to get educated, and I really don't know the actual field and the teams. I know the top six, seven driver names, but I don't really know how they slot in. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a newbie. So I jumped on and started listening to a few potties, a few NASCAR potties. The drivers are doing heaps of them. They're cool
Oh,
as, like
tons of
Dale
them.
Jr. and
Yeah,
Spending
Cordell
Pennies.
LaJoy, Denny
Yeah,
Hamlin,
that
they're
one's
all doing
good.
them. Yeah.
Yeah, that one's
Yeah.
good. So I'm starting to, like, I'm gonna ease my way in that way. And seeing as we only have 12 rounds and only 24 cars, and we have, oh, here's one. It's because supercars are just, like, in their wisdom, have decided to change the rules again. They have taken away the times, the timed racing
Ah,
that
yeah,
they're
forgot
using
about
for
that.
Super 2s. So we were going to have 1 hour races. So it's 1 hour. So you just do as many laps as you can in 1 hour. It's very much GT style. Like, it's just a timed race. Same for Super 2s and Formula Vs and all this junior categories. Everyone's moving to a timed race now in racing. Takes out all the confusion for safety cars and shortened racing and losing laps and all that stuff when people don't know if there's time certainty and all that. Now, backflip. Backflip. So now.
And I thought I actually gave him some credit for it earlier today when I heard that. But then you put up the post saying that the races that they're actually doing are probably going to be even shorter than 60 minutes, and you're going to get less racing with the laps that they've actually provided now. So
Yes.
I'll take back that saying that they've got some brains. They're giving us even less racing than
It'll
what we
be
would have had.
very
So.
close. Like, the two, like the number of laps versus the time will be very close, but depending on how the race goes and delays and safety cars and recoveries and all of that, effectively, when compared to last year, we will be getting less kilometers raced per round in Perth, Tassie, and what was the third one? Darwin.
Darwin,
And so we actually get less actual distance for the races if not going
bullshit.
to the timed race and just going back to laps. But they've changed the number of laps than they had last year. So compared to last year, we could be ending up with less racing. So,
Well, we will be. We definitely will be. We've only got 24 races for one. We had 28 last year, so
yeah,
it's
but we've only got 12 rounds. Well, I don't count the four at Melbourne as anything legitimate,
no,
to be
the
perfectly
four
honest.
3 lappers, yeah. No,
Yeah,
they're
just
just
like
not that
last year.
entertaining.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah, yeah, yeah. Cool. All right, man. Anything
But
else?
that's
Anything else that's caught your
it.
attention?
Well, the only other thing we may as well just quickly touch on it is the Formula One. It's the Red Bull show, as we were all predicting. So they've done what they were going to do and dominated the field. Max won by 22 seconds to Perez, which was the biggest winning margin ever at Bahrain. And Perez second, and Carlos Sainz is going to show everyone that he doesn't give a flying stuff what Ferrari thinks, and he's just going to do his own thing to get himself a new contract next year to get third. We talked about this a little bit beforehand. What I thought was a bit of a dick move from Ferrari was when Carlos finished the race on the weekend, gets out of his car to, go over and celebrate with the team, which you're expecting your team to be there where all the cars stop and pull up. Not a single person from Ferrari was there to congratulate him. Not one member of that team was anywhere near them. All the Red Bull guys were there. They were all lined up. Not a single person from Ferrari in sight was there to shake his hand and give him a hug and congratulate him for scoring their first podium for the season and getting the best result that any team's going to get. So that was a dick move from Ferrari.
That's a statement. Like, they have, that's a big statement. That's a bigger statement than the leaked email from Christian Horner. at Red
Yeah,
Bull,
damn straight it is, isn't it? So,
trying to get himself out of the shit storm that he's in at the moment.
we'll see how that goes, to be honest with you. If
Well,
the
he's out of it, apparently. They've done the independent investigation and he's been absolved. Like, there's no case to answer.
I can see that there's a bit of truth to the rumors in that one. So
Well,
we'll see how that
maybe they
plays
should have
out.
taken the 650,000 euro.
Yeah, maybe. So, but it's going to kick off even more now because Jos Verstappen, Maxi's dad's just come out and said that Red Bull's going to tear itself apart as long as he's there. So we'll the saga is definitely not
Yeah,
over at
this is
Red Bull, that's
interesting.
for
I didn't
sure.
know about this. You filled me in on this earlier.
Now it's come out just after the weekend, or it was during the race weekend actually, that Jos Verstappen's come out and effectively said that Red Bull Racing's gonna tear itself apart from the inside if Christian Horner stays. And it's complete rumor because I've only seen it on a couple of non-verified Formula One sites, but the people are saying the reason he's saying that is because the Max Verstappen has a few get-out clauses in his contract, and one of them is certain people need to be at the team. Christian Horner is one of those people. If he leaves, Max has a get-out clause. Doesn't mean he's going to leave Red Bull because he won't. They're the best car. Just means he gets to renegotiate his contract, which I think he's now thinking is probably worth a little bit more money than what he was when he signed it. So,
Hey, upgrade.
it's all speculation, but I would not be surprised if
It's
that's
on the
true.
internet,
And
mate. It's true.
well, 100% true. It's verified fact. It was on a Facebook Formula One meme site, I think, so it must
Oh,
be true.
guaranteed.
So,
That's where they bury the lead, mate. They pretend it's a joke,
yeah,
but they actually, that's where the facts are coming out. That's where I get all my info
hundred
anyway. Supercars meme. I get all
percent.
my
Yeah,
info from
supercars memes.
Supercars.
So no, but that saga is definitely not over. So stay tuned, watch this space. If it keeps going on, we'll talk a bit more about it. But other than that, Formula One is Formula One. I do have to say it is going to be a awesome battle for third this year, though, I reckon. So first and second's all but decided. I think Red Bull are going to dominate, but for the third place and down, I reckon we've got an absolute fight on our hands because Mercedes
What,
are
Ferrari,
quick,
Mercedes?
Ferrari are quick, McLaren is quick, and I was going to say Aston Martin, but I'm not going to say Aston Martin. Alonso is quick because Stroll is just
Yeah,
crap. But
Stroll wasn't that
yeah, although
quick.
he did get a point. So he only finished
They
one
almost
place
took each
behind
other
Alonso
out.
this race. So, well, because
Again.
he doesn't care what he wants to do. Daddy's going to do it. So. And Alpine, that's the only other thing I'll say. Alpine are absolute shithouse. They have got a car that's about
Okay.
50 kilos overweight, and they are going absolutely nowhere this year. So you know what they've done? They're overweight. Their chief of aerodynamic is his name is De Beers or De Beer.
Yeah.
And what do you do when you're overweight? You piss off De Beer and you lose a bit of weight. So
I see what you did. You should turn that into a meme and just put it onto like the internet, and then you'd be funny and go viral.
I definitely should.
It's like millennial dad jokes.
So,
Yeah,
damn straight. I'm not even a dad, mate. I've got a cat. That's enough for me.
don't need you to be a dad, mate. You don't need to be breeding. One of you is enough.
Oh, mate, you don't need to tell me twice.
Are you going to GP?
If I can get a ticket from somewhere, yes, but they're all sold out, so
Yeah, they are,
I
but people will
may
flog
not.
them.
So
So you're in every
yeah,
single competition and try to win one at the moment? Yeah.
pretty much that's where I'm at the moment, so we'll see how we go. But if I can, luckily they've made sure that's not on Shannon's birthday weekend this year again, so I can I've got the freedom to go if I want. But
Yeah,
if I
cool.
can get myself a ticket, I'll be there.
No dramas. All right, mate. Well, we've had a little bit to chat about because we, haven't done one for a few weeks. We've been a bit slack. I've been busy, flat out, trying to like get back to reality.
Oh, I've just been partying.
I know you've just been partying. Answer your phone, you prick. So coming up, we've got a couple of rounds coming up. Speed Series is in Tassie in a couple of weeks, March
2
15,
weeks, yep.
17. It's going to be awesome. I'm heading down for that one. I'm loving the Speed Series. I'm loving the freedom of Speed Series. I'm loving the whole
Nice.
nature. You've heard me say this before. Trans Am, TCR. What else have I got going on down there? Well, the other categories. Should have looked at that before I said
Not a lot. I
open
still
mouth.
think they've got XLs,
Yeah, Excels are back on the calendar. That's just,
and then I think
fun.
just the tin tops and some stuff like that. So they don't have the two
Oh,
major draw cards
it'll
at
be the
the moment.
Tassie V8s. It'll be the Tassie
Yeah, the
V8s, the
Tassie
local
V8s and the
stuff.
tin tops.
Production
Yeah.
class, production cars.
Yeah.
Nathan Hearn's back too in Trans Am.
He is.
Nathan
I
Hearn's
saw that.
come
So
back.
that's going to be interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, he's finished up. Looks like he's finished up his time over in the States for whatever reason, whether it's budget or results or he's had his go over there. It doesn't
Yeah,
seem
well,
like
that's.
he's doesn't seem like he's coming back here just for a bit and then going back. If I'm reading between the
Look
lines,
out.
it looks like he's back. So.
Look out, Moff. You've got some competition, mate. So, lost it. So, yeah.
Oh yeah, this just reminds me of a
No,
conversation
not
I
lost it,
had at.
Moffat.
This reminds me of the combo I had at Sandown with Craig Scatella.
Yeah.
Remember when he said, "There's someone coming back to the category, big name, and all
Oh,
that,
yeah,
blah
that's
blah
right.
blah blah blah." Because we got half a day, we got
Yep.
like four or five super current or ex supercars, Super Twos drivers in Trans Am currently. Hazelwood, Slatey, Golding, Jordan Boyce. There's another one. I think there's one more guy that's been in either Super Twos or Supercars. That's Nash Morris.
Yeah, Nash Morris, yeah. Hazelwood. I think you
Yeah,
said Hazelwood.
said them. And then now Nathan Hearn's coming back to where he all started. So
Yeah.
yeah. Look out. Oh, sorry, and Moffat. Yeah. Yeah. So
That's
look
right,
out,
Moff, yeah.
Moff. You're gonna have to
Yeah,
hit
look.
somebody because you might not be in front. So
Yeah, he's gonna have some competition,
gonna have to
so
put
that's
someone in
it.
the wall again.
And yeah, exactly. One last thing before we go as well. I just want to say a big kudos to young Kyle Evans, who we met when I was at the Speed Series that weekend. So took mate Phil's his friend's young son Connor down there again for his second weekend, and got invited into one of the Formula Open garages with young Kyle Evans, 19 years old, first weekend racing the Formula Opens, and he goes and gets himself at a bad first race because got spun out, but he qualified fourth. Spun out in the first race, worked his way all the way back from 11th on the grid, I think, to second in the second race, and then won the third race and took out the round win. So, full credit to Kyle Evans, and thanks for taking us into the garage and showing Connor the car as well, mate. That was much appreciated, and congratulations on your first win.
Yeah,
And
that was cool.
also Joshy Webster again, the chap that that put young Connor in the car for the first time last year when we went. Saw us again as we were going
At Dream
past, and
Racing with Craig Scatella at Dream
that's it.
Racing.
Yeah, with Craig Catella. So they took him saw us again this year, and took him back into the car. And actually, when they went there, they said, "Oh, saw Connor straight away," and they said, "Oh, we need to get some testing done, mate." So grabbed him, take away, put him straight back in the car again. Got him to do all the steering testing and everything like that in the car. So massive thanks to all the guys at Josh Webster Motorsport and Dream Racing again for making a young kid happy. It's always good to see that kind of stuff, and that's why we another reason we love the Speed Series as well.
How come I never got a go in the car? Now I'm jealous of a 10-year-old.
Mate,
Yeah,
you've got to take a kid with you. That's what you've got to do.
I need to
Take
rent
a
a
kid with
kid.
you. Yeah, that's
Yeah,
it.
or a puppy.
I'll loan him to you next time.
Yeah, I'll rent him. I'll book him in. I'll book him in. Just
Yeah.
tell his old man and I'll just drop him off at the train station. I'll pick him up.
That's it, yeah.
So Speed Series, couple of weeks. I'm very keen for that. Tassie, in a good weather window. It's going to be beautiful weather down there. And then in 3 weeks' time, we've got the Melbourne GP with supercars pretending to do four races of no consequence, even though they're worth points. I don't expect great things out of that.
Nah.
And then Phillip Island this weekend, there's a historic festival of coolness. I think it's this
Yeah,
weekend.
some historic racing down there. It is
It's
this
basically
weekend, yeah.
all open wheelers. Like anybody with an who's got an open wheeler is just coming down. It's just going to be wings and slicks all weekend.
Yeah, should be fun, should be interesting.
It's way cool. One thing I do want to say just before we go, and this is quite serious and very heartfelt. My complete thoughts and condolences and love towards the Waihoon family with the passing of Dana a couple of
Yeah,
weeks ago or
definitely.
last week. She was well and truly loved and known in the paddock. And Terry, who runs Image Racing, the Super Twos team, affiliated with Erebus as well, and his son Ryan, who's starting off his racing career in karts. I have, very sad news and very sorry to hear that Dana passed and died a couple of weeks ago. So that's truly, truly heartfelt. No matter what happens with racing or sport, it's just racing and sport. But there are
Yeah.
families, and we are a family, and we are a brotherhood. Sometimes, like families, we fight, but when it comes to the serious stuff and it gets down to be serious, push to shove, we'll stand by each other and help each other. So I just
No,
want
what?
to extend my family, from my family to your family, thoughts and condolences.
Yeah, definitely. The Waihoons are big with the racing community. They've done a lot for the racing community, especially the young drivers. So
Absolutely.
yeah, and everything. So yeah, thoughts and condolences to the entire Waihoon family and all their friends.
And it was a great
Never good to
tribute.
lose a loved one.
Great tribute that Super 2's category had just with the Dana sticker on the cars that they put on the night before, because it was very late notice. But everybody was racing for Dana last weekend. I don't know what that means because they all piled into each other, went full Super 2, but
That's all right. Just giving her some entertainment. That's all it was. Yeah.
She's rolling her eyes, sitting at the top going,
Yeah.
really? Really?
Not again, boys. Yeah. Bloody hell, settle down.
Anyway, okay, on a good note, we'll leave it on that. And look, come and follow us on Chat with a Hat on the socials, on Facebook page, Chat with a Hat. But check us out on Spotify and Google Podcasts and Apple and
Apple
all of that.
Play,
Give
all
us a
that
review.
jazz. Yeah.
Tell us if you think we're talking crap. Tell us if you agree with us. Tell us what you think about what we're talking about. But the Facebook page is going to be way more active this year. There's a lot more content going on there. There'll be a few polls, a few questions. Very keen to hear about your opinions. Love to catch up with you at a racetrack. Come up and say hi. And you're the fans. I'm a fan. You're a fan. We're all fans. We're not journos. We're just two mates talking crap.
That's it.
And
And
doesn't mean we're
that's what it
right.
should be. It's what it should be.
Doesn't mean we're wrong.
Oh,
All right, mate.
rarely.
I'll I'll catch up with you shortly. And yeah,
Done.
happy day. All right, mate. Good to talk.
See you guys. Peace out.
Stay loose.